You know, you sound like a very disenfranchised, angry young man who ought to listen to some Rodney Dangerfield gospel music. That would really change your angry attitude if you, you know, really.
All right,
no,
let me
listen. Listen, no, we don't have it, please.
Don't you think it's time you worried less about who said what and who did what on this show and worried more about your personal relationship with God?
Him? He?
Your personal relationship with he?
You're not going to talk to me about the beard thing, huh?
No, listen, what am I going to say to you about the beard? You think one thing, and I'm telling you, if there's any way I can keep the beard, I'm keeping it. I think I'm more of a man than you will ever be, because I had the balls to make a bet, and I'm getting my goddamn head shaved tomorrow on the show. What have you ever done?
Well, I know, but see, it's not about me. It's about your bet. And
what have you ever
done?
You're
welching on the beard portion.
He's getting his head shaved. Why do you care about the beard?
What have you ever done?
You know what? Because I feel like you guys are letting me down. I've really been looking forward to it.
Well, then, goodbye. Goodbye, then. I guess you won't be listening anymore. I'll see you later.
Don't be a puss, Don.
Come down here, and I'll prove to you I'm not a puss.
Just get your beard shaved.
No, come down here, and I'll kiss... kick your ass.
No, I don't want to kiss
my offices are at... What's that?
I almost said it kiss his ass.
Kiss his ass.
All right.
No, listen, I'm going to keep my beard.
I hope you get your beard shaved. It's going to make for better radio.
Well, listen, how would you know? Listen, hold on, dumbass.
Don't let it...
How would you even know? I could say tomorrow on the radio that I was getting my head shaved, and you really would never know. Don't tell me what makes for better radio.
Well, you're right, I don't know, but I trust you, and I know that you wouldn't
say
that.
Well, that's a mistake. You shouldn't trust me.
All right.
And work on that personal relationship with God.
Mm-hmm. Hey, all right.
With he.
But listen, I'm going to save my beard any way I can.
Well, don't save it now.
You know something, if you end up shaving your beard,
yes,
you ought to send it to this guy, but it might, so it's not all loose, you ought to put a binder in it, some kind of binder element.
Like what? Oh, like...
If I keep track of it?
Like some of my poop?
Yeah, there you go. A hairy poop stool.
Listen, I am going to. I don't have to shave my beard to give him that. I'll probably have some hair in my stool tomorrow morning.
I'd say we all do. One or two a day.
After the appearance tonight, for
you
sure.
You really, went through it with a fine-tooth comb.
Listen, I'm going to save my beard at all costs, and frankly, I don't care what you think about it.
Well, I love you guys. But I hope you let your beard go. I hope he...
You're such a little germ.
I hope he doesn't give me a slack on
it. Is your name Needles?
It's Needles Levenstein.
Now, do you needle?
No, that's Noodles Levenstein.
Noodle, there you go.
Do you needle people all the time?
I do.
You're
absolutely.
A needler. You have the needler voice. Absolutely. You have the total needler, modus operandi.
Well, your opinion matters not to me. I'm going to try to save my beard.
I know it doesn't, but you guys harass. I can't remember his name.
This is New Bomb from Hollywood Nights right now. I watched that last night.
That's on all the time.
Makes me laugh.
And frankly, if you want to know the truth, and this I swear to God on, if I had won the bet and Stossel wanted to keep his beard, I'd let him.
I don't think you would.
Well, see, what did I tell you? You never should trust me. Because right there, you don't know me well enough.
Right.
I would. You only know the me that you hear on the radio. You don't know the kind-hearted me that never gets spoken of.
Oh, I believe you are kind-hearted, but a bet is a bet.
But I would kick your ass, I'll tell you that. I'd kick your ass, I'd cut your head off, and then I'd crap down your neck.
Oh!
Well, a bet's a bet, a welt is a welt. So
it's needles. It's needles, needles, needles.
And you're a little prick. I'll do whatever I want with my beard. Go to hell.
You know what? If your goal was to have him shave the beard off, you have not helped your cause at all.
Right.
Well, he was coming out with us before, so obviously we're on the losing end of this.
Right. So I guess, like I said, I guess you won't be listening anymore. I'm really sweating that.
I will. I love you guys. I will be listening.
No, you don't.
It would be better if you got your beard shaved.
No, because all love is unconditional,
and,
sir. If you really love somebody, it should be unconditional love.
Right.
And I'm not hearing love here. What? Don't you think we could hear a little more love from you? Don't you think you could share just a little bit more love? Some of the love that you weren't given when you were deprived of it as a child.
That's what it
couldn't
is.
You share just a little bit of love with us?
Well, you know what? I've been getting pissed off about the people calling in brown nosing. Oh, it's okay, Don. You don't have to shave your beard.
Hey, listen, I want to tell you something. What anybody that calls this show does not matter to me. Okay?
We're your listeners. We should matter.
Listen. Okay, here's a news bulletin. Hold on. Nobody's opinion matters to me. Your opinion, anybody listening, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
And I asked you for some love, and you refused categorically to share any love.
Your opinion...
I love you guys.
Your opinion means dick to me. If you choose to listen to the show, I'm very happy. If you choose the channel, my life will continue without you. That's another bunch of horse crap that radio stations dole out. Hey, your opinion is important to us. Bull S-word.
I
could give a rat's ass what you think.
Well, I do listen, and I will listen tomorrow.
Of course you will. It's a great show, so absolutely. Kiss my ass. Come on now, kiss it.
Get it shaved.
Kiss my ass.
Later.
Shave my ass. Shave it.
Shave it.
Shave my hairy ass.
It's bald.
Shave it.
Shave your beard. All right?
No.
You got to do it.
No, I don't.
You got to do it.
No, I don't.
What you're doing is you're going home and you're letting your wife talk you into...
All right, now hold on. I'm going to stop you here. I'm going to stop you here because you're at that window.
All right.
You're at that window, and now you have to give something up for you to maintain more airtime, which I know you crave. You want to have the last word,
I just want him to shave his beard.
No. You frankly want the last word, and I know the type that you are.
And you will not get the last word. You won't get the last word.
It won't happen, but if you want more of this airtime, you have to give something up now. So you have to share more information with us about you.
What do you need?
We'd like to know what you do for a living.
I'm a freight driver.
You're a what?
I'm a freight driver. I deliver freight.
You deliver freight?
Deliver freight.
Yeah, I work for Airborne Express.
Are you unhappy? Oh, Airborne Express!
Yes.
You know, they're the people that lost my airline tickets.
Oh, are they really?
Yes.
Oh, they really are. You're not just making that up.
Shocker that this guy, isn't paying attention to what he's doing.
I didn't say we were
you
any good.
Dick.
I said I worked for him.
I hate you. Now I hate you more than Don hates you.
Impossible, Mike. Impossible. What happened? That UPS job fell through?
It fell through.
The FedEx job fell through?
It did. Absolutely.
You know, really, I mean, that's the problem, really. I mean, whoever's, running the show at Airborne Express, listen to this weasel, this little germ who ought to spend more time thinking about where the packages are supposed to go.
Right. And less time about my beard.
That's right, and less time needling the disc jockeys.
Well, guess what, fellas? I'm so efficient, my packages have been delivered for an hour now, so I'm on free time, lunchtime, which I'm choosing to call you folks and trying to get you to keep up with your bets.
Yeah,
so
but I bet you screw up. I bet you screw up all the time.
Mm-hmm. Listen, it's my bet. It's my face. It's my head. I'll do whatever I want, and you can't change it. What do you think of that?
Well, you're going to do what you want to do.
Of course I will.
And I mean it. I don't care if you're on your lunch hour, your bowel movement hour, whatever hour you're on right now. Pay more attention. You and all your cohorts out there, okay?
And just know this as I send you back into the night. Your opinion matters dick to me.
But I love you.
Dick! Do you hear me? Dick!
Shave your beard.
All right. No!
Just shave your beard.
No.
That's a puss. That's a puss move.
You know, and you're still...
And you're a big man, aren't you? You're a big, strong man.
By the way, I'm just a regular guy with a regular job.
Right. Not a regular job. You ought to pay more attention to your job.
If I'm going to bet and I make a bet and I'm not going to welcome
Let me ask you another question.
Yes, sir.
I want to ask you a question about you.
I will make you a bet right now. I will bet that you were illegitimate.
Well, you'd be wrong with that.
No, I will bet that you were right.
But
I was right.
No, you're wrong.
I will bet that you were illegitimate.
Well, all right.
Furthermore, I will bet that you were not breastfed.
That I guarantee.
Well, I think it was breastfed.
Now you're a bottle baby.
No, I'm breastfed.
No, you don't know. How do you know? You were a baby. You don't remember? They told you were breastfed. You weren't. You're a bottle baby.
Well,
I guess I'm
going by my mother's words, yeah.
Your mother.
Oh, and
don't get me started on your mother.
Well, she's passed away, so I hope you don't start.
No, we can start on her. We got shovels.
All right.
Sometimes those are the best kind. They never say anything.
Yeah. All right.
You never hear any complaints.
Especially with the way your mother used to talk.
Well, you know what, boys?
So we had to always put something in her mouth just to shut her the hell up.
Oh, man, it was yak.
Well, I got to get back to your wife here.
Starting to lose your resolve, son?
That's all right. I got to get back to your wife, Don. So let me go. Just shave your beard.
Yeah, you got to get back to my wife. And I got to go back to the... Today, she said, oh, incidentally, my retarded son that works for Airborne Express will call your show today. And he'll try to give you a hard time about that beard.
You hang that phone up right now. Get rid of this guy.
Okay.
There we go.
Right.
That's the last word.
Okay.
You
could have gone farther, Mike.
I know you could.
I really could have. I was loving that.
I didn't want any comebacks from him after that. The skeletal remains.
I was loving
that. That's when you hang that phone up right there. loving that.
Oh, man.
Oh, what a great moment that was. With your dead mother.
Oh, God. He started to waver.
Yeah.
As soon as
you know, it's like the heavyweight fight when a guy starts to lose his legs. That's exactly what that was.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, a great moment.
Very festive.
Oh, what a good caller he was.
Yes, we thank him for calling.
Oh, he's good.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi.
Hi.
This is Stacy.
Yes, hello, Stacy.
Hi, Mike. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, I'm still laughing. I'm sorry.
Hi. Okay.
What?
I just wanted to tell you that I agree with the guy. You are such a pussy.
Oh, it's Stacy. Stacy, we're out of gas.
Stacy,
I mean, you're calling like right after we argued with that guy for 20 minutes.
I'm sorry, Mike, but it went from Don to saying that he was going to stand by his word and he was going to do
Honey, listen, first off, before all of you people jump on my ass, has the event happened yet? Has it happened
yet?
That's
true.
You're already talking about
it. Hey, listen to me, bitch. Has it happened yet?
That's true.
Has it happened yet? Answer my question, you common whore.
That might be true, but you're a poor baby.
Has it happened yet?
Jesus, people.
No. People. Bitch, whore, sea sucker.
Wow.
I mean it.
There's love here.
Christ.
Jesus, whore.
That was just too much.
Christ.
That was too much.
Filing
we did
on.
20 minutes
with
that
love
guy.
Here. Please. I would just like to point out.
It hasn't happened yet.
That I am a showman.
That's right.
Oh, that yeah. Perhaps I am simply hyping this event to an extent that you whores and Airborne Express guys cannot possibly understand. Have I ever backed out of a bet in my life?
Nobody on this show has ever. We're not allowed.
Friggin'
to.
Right.
Never.
Right.
Never.
Right.
Jesus.
People.
And now, where's Rodney?
Yeah.
You know,
dick. I'm sorry. He's just the way he was in L.A., too. He was late
there, too. Rodney is calling that. Well, Rodney will just have to wait. I'm sorry. We're going to take one more call, and we have to do a commercial set. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike, Radio Gods, how you doing?
Hello.
Hey, I got a tape you should listen to. It's a tape of you and Mike talking about the bet about 6 months ago.
Oh, please.
You have a tape?
Yep.
Okay.
There you go.
I'll be here. I've never welched on a bet the whole time you've known me.
No, you never have.
I'm a stand-up guy.
You have never welched, neither have I.
We don't know about the Stossel factor.
I think he's a stand-up guy.
I think he is, too.
I think he can be trusted on that.
And he really agonized over that head-shaving thing.
Right.
It's just for him, you know.
Why is the tape going so fast?
2 clumps of hair on either side.
Yeah, right.
Above his ears. You know, 3 inches above his ears.
You couldn't even tell the difference on him if he shaved his head.
No, you couldn't. I mean, it's going to be the Paul Shaffer factor.
But my hair, I feel like...
That's going to be amazing.
I'm like Samson and Delilah.
What is the point of this tape?
And it took me so long to grow this beard, for God's sake.
You know what I think? Really, in all seriousness, I would consider that bet completely legit if you shave your head in its entirety. I don't think there's any need to shave the beard as well. Right. I would be...
Huh? Who loves you, baby?
Mm. Of course, Mike.
There you go.
Never a doubt.
There's some tape. There's
Never
some tape on it right there.
Okay. However, all you whores... And all of you Air Express guys, just wait till tomorrow's episode to see what I do, okay?
I think everybody should wait for that. We'll see what the final...
Just wait till tomorrow.
The final verdict. There's a lot of controversy around that.
I know that. Maybe on purpose. Duh. Gee, do I think we'll have a large tune-in factor tomorrow?
Excellent. I like that.
Gee, maybe we will.
That's good. That is
Golly.
Good.
Jesus Christ. What do you people think? You think I just rolled it off the turnip truck to do the show tonight? Really?
You rolled in from the cemetery.
I've been in this goddamn business for 25 years.
Oh, man.
This is the Don and Mike Show. WJFK.com. Plus Jean Toyota Dodge. The only dealer offering a no-charge lifetime warranty with your purchase. Having a massive red tag reduction this week. Red tags equal real savings. Up to $3,000 off.
Echo, Matrix, Corolla, Prius, Neon.
Up to $4,000 off.
Camry, Avalon, Intrepid, Stratus.
Up to $5,000 off.
Tacoma, Tundra, RAV4, Ram, Dakota.
Up to $5,500 off new caravans. Up to $6,000 off.
Highlander, Sequoia, 4Runner, Durango.
Save thousands more with long-term 0% financing.
financing and Lustein's exclusive lifetime warranty on your new Toyota or Dodge. Auto for life.
This is Jim Giddings, general manager, and you heard it right. Not a 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty. This is lifetime vehicle coverage. No limits on mileage, no limits on years, and it automatically comes with your purchase of any new Toyota or Dodge. Still can't believe it? Call me directly at 703-643-1440, extension 101.
The red tag reduction this week at Lustein Toyota Dodge.
Lustein Toyota Dodge, just on 595, Route 1 in Woodbridge.
With approved credit to qualified buyers.